The new Draper High School campus will be equipped with a tennis court, athletic fields and stadiums, a park, and like other Utah schools, a seminary for students to attend private religious classes. Usually, a church buys up land adjacent to the campus for that purpose, but in this case, the district has a one-acre parcel set between the tennis courts and the high school dedicated to a seminary. When the Summum Church heard the district was seeking a religious organization to buy that land and construct the seminary, they decided to get in on the sale.
Just came up and we saw that they were doing this and we thought, oh, I wonder if this is available to just one religious philosophy or is it is available to everybody? Let's find out. So we asked.
But Ron Timu, who's a counselor for the Salt Lake City-based religion, says they haven't received an answer. Summum President Sue Minu sent a letter to the Canyon's Board of Education seeking information about the process for purchasing the land. But Timu says if it just goes to the highest bidder, there's no question who that will be.
The LDS Church is one of the most the richest churches on the planet. You know, they could bid through the sky. I just find it very interesting that they have changed from, just purchasing property next to a campus and doing their thing, which, absolutely anybody could do, that they actually, putting it on a school campus.
Attorney Brian Barnard, who's representing Summum, agrees. He says the fact that the school has set aside land for purchase by a religious organization is questionable. He adds throwing in a competing bid for the property brings about a new angle.
The government is put in a bind, in that the government can't favor one religion over another. So it'll be interesting to see how the Canyon School District deals with this problem. I understand that they're considering meeting and talking to their legal counsel about how to deal with these competing requests.
Canyon spokeswoman Jennifer Toomer Cook notes Canyon School District is only in its third year, so the issue is a new one. But she says it's likely the school board will take up the issue at its next meeting.
There are a couple of items in closed session. One that says for the purpose of discussing the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. That is allowed for a closed session under the Utah Open and Public Meetings Act.
Toomer Cook says following the meeting, there will likely be a statement from the board president. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.